One concern is schools. District officials had to issue layoff notices without knowing how much money to expect from the state. The co-chair of the legislature's budget writing committee indicated the proposed freeze might be eased to help K through 12 schools. Speaking on the program Here and Now on Wisconsin Public Television, Representative Dean Coffert says a tax limit, not freeze, might be considered.
And so we as a legislature are going to have to look at how this is going to affect the schools, because schools already have revenue controls on.
But the state doesn't cap how much technical colleges can spend. Last year, taxes collected for the state's 16 technical schools rose 9.7%. The president of the technical board system, Nino Amato, says increasing costs of technology and instruction are paid back by a well-trained, higher-earning workforce.
Overall, the proposed property tax freeze would do nothing to fix the current state budget deficit and would, in fact, devastate the technical college system's ability to address the state's training needs during this recession.
A Fiscal Bureau report shows if local governments pass along state aid cuts, property taxes could go up. That's why Michael Berkeley of Wisconsin Property Taxpayers thinks a levy freeze is a good idea.
For the past 5 years, schools and technical colleges and local governments have increased their tax levies by more than the taxpayers' income. It's time to put an end to that.
As proposed now, the tax levy freeze is not absolute. Increases would be allowed for new development or with the approval of voters. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.